There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it seems like the American way is to commercialize anything. Right? And we've already seen what happened with Christmas and Halloween. They're now trying to commercialize dun, 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 April Fool's Day. Which is one of my least favorite holidays, I suppose, for two reasons. Even before I was on the air, I can remember an April Fool's Day where my father yelled at me, "Come up here and clean up this dog poop." "Where, Dad? I don't see it." "What do you mean you can't see it? Of course you can see it." He yelled at me, and he thought that was hilarious. I can still remember that. Thanks, Dad. But this is, and then when you're on the air doing the work I do, we kind of finesse April Fool's Day because we don't want someone to call up with a terrible problem, and I'm very serious about it. They say, "April Fool's." So we don't do that. But a chain of hamburger restaurants has sent me an email that says, "Fool them first," and it actually gives you three pranks. God forbid you couldn't think of one on your own. All right, prank number one is called the paperclip chain. You gather the victim's paperclips, you link the paperclips together, and then you deny, deny, deny. Have they not heard of fingerprinting? Okay, the second, you'll like this one, which I didn't even know you could do. Remove a few keys from the victim's keyboard. Did you know you can take the keys off of this?
Yeah, I could, you know, like off of a computer, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that. Mm-hmm. See, it's why you need a virtual keyboard.
Sometimes it would fall off, too. I mean,
mine haven't. I suppose swap locations of a couple of the keys. Sit back, watch, and enjoy. You know, that's a mean one. And that would take a while to sort out. I'm glad. See, this was, Manny was the wrong person to tell these to. You like this one. This is called the office cups. Buy cups, fill cups with water, whatever floats your boat. Place cups everywhere in the victim's office. See, I knew you were the wrong person to tell this to.
I saw an April Fool's joke on TV that they took, a dad took Oreo cookies and he replaced the cream frosting in the middle with toothpaste.
Boom.
With white toothpaste. And then put them, and then place the cookies back into the.
That's a very labor intensive kind of joke. I guess all of these are.
Yeah.
Well, this one is that then you have to apologize and buy somebody a hamburger as an apology. I mean, we did things like that in college. We would short cheap beds, and we would. That was a big one. We would not only short cheap them, but like we would make a bed up, like it was on. On a frame and it wasn't, so if you got into bed, you'd hit the floor. We thought that was hilarious. And we really, because we went to an engineering school, we also did things like take a light bulb and you break the glass around it and keep the filament intact, and then screw the thing into a container of, like, Ajax, and you can screw the whole thing into the light bulb socket, so when you turn the light on, it becomes, sprays Ajax all over the room. We thought that was hilarious. And there's always the setting the poop, a bag of poop on fire and putting on somebody's doorstep so they stomp out the fire and get poop all over them. We thought that was just hilarious. I don't know why we were allowed to live, personally. It does seem to me that maybe they should have sort of said, okay, these kids have too much time. And and they're bright, so they're going to get into really serious problems. So let's just stomp them out. Let's, you know, it was, I don't know. We probably shouldn't have been allowed to live, let alone graduate. So everybody's getting into April Fool's Day this year. I think it's partially because the winter has been so long that everybody is just feeling cabin fever. It's just everybody, oh please. But there we go. Alrighty. Alright, today in history. We might as well look at today in history because we're almost through the month of March. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize we're almost in the fourth month of the year?
That's crazy.
I know.
Although April is my birthday month, so I'm not going to go.
I know. You're what we're looking forward to. You're what, the 17th, is it?
18th.
Close. Mm-hmm. Alright, we'll have to write it down. In 1841, the National Bank of Greece was founded in Athens. Thought you'd want to know that.
Mm-hmm.
In 1842, ether was used for the first time by Dr. Crawford Long. I think it was at Mass Gen. I think that's where it was first used. The other thing they used ether for, and still up until fairly recently, except it's so volatile, is for cleaning lenses. And the reason I know this is I worked at iTech at one point, and they would clean lenses that were used in the space program, and I would walk in and say, oh my goodness, somebody's using ether, because I have a really good sense of smell, which is not much of an advantage. But an ether, if anybody lit a match, it'd blow the place up. It's very dangerous. It's one of the reasons they stopped using it. It's very vulnerable. The Crimean War ended today, in 1856. No March Madness anymore. This is one of my favorites. Alaska was purchased from Russia for $7.2 million, which was 2 cents an acre. Do you remember who purchased it?
I don't remember at all.
Yes, you probably do, because it was called Seward's Folly.
Okay.
Secretary of State William H. Seward, they called it Seward's Folly. They paid too much for it.
Hmm.
2 cents an acre. Amazing. Texas was readmitted to the Union following Reconstruction. The Queensboro Bridge opened today in 1909, linking Manhattan and Queens. SMU was, it's not SMU. Pardon me, SMU is Southern Methodist. This is Southern Mississippi University.
Mm-hmm.
So it is an SMU, but it's not the SMU. And the thing that would probably interest you the very most, Manny, is Batman was introduced in 1939 in Detective Comic Book number 27. Dum, dum, dum.
Mm-hmm.
Jeopardy, which was started by Art Fleming. Who is Art Fleming? In 1964. And this is the day that Reagan was shot by John Hinckley in 1981. So a pretty memorable day for all sorts of kind of strange things happening. Speaking of strange, we now have an Arizona lawmaker who completely ignores the Constitution and says the church should be mandatory.
Mm.
There we go. So much for church and state.
I was going to say, whatever happened to that?
Gone completely.
Wow.
In a related story, school principals threaten parents with police if kids play Grand Theft Auto.
Wow.
First Amendment gone.
Wow.
Apparently, SeaWorld is having a huge problem, which we've talked about. We talked about it twice last week, but apparently their marketing campaign is not working very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting if you read the article. They're not so much worried about attendance, which is down, but the stock is down.
Yeah.
It's the American way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And which is something, this sounds kind of weird, but it has actually some interesting implications. Is that early humans varied in body shape and size from probably about 4'8" to about 6 feet tall. And the assumption was that when people got bigger and stronger, that's when they started the migration across the Bering Strait. But apparently that's not the case, that there was all that kind of variation essentially from the beginning. Pretty interesting, because the assumption is as you got bigger and stronger, you could survive better, but it's not true. It's like you make a huge amount of assumptions based on very little data. And my favorite story of the day, which is metaphors influence you more than facts. And as you know, I'm the queen of metaphors. And the reason they say that that happens is that human beings, basically, the study they did, which is kind of elegant, is that they described a situation with statistics, and then in one case they described it as a virus of crime, and the other they described it as, a beast of crime. And then they asked people to relate to the stories, and people who heard the word beast felt it was much more egregious, much more dangerous than a virus. Which is a misunderstanding of viruses, among other things. So, see, that I now have an explanation about why I use so many metaphors. Because you'll pay more attention than if I quote statistics, although I personally love statistics. 855-993-7569. We like stories better than numbers. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-99-37569. Okay, this is one of those stories that will either make you thrilled or squeamish or a combination of the two. Okay, they have a group of scientists And what they did is they got a solution that's called chlorine E6. It's a chlorophyll analog that's found in deep sea fish. And they think it has light enhancing properties. So they took this goo and they put it in this guy's eye, who apparently volunteered. I don't know how much tequila it took, but he volunteered.
So it's like a goo? It's like a slimy type of deal?
It was unclear. They just said it's a liquid solution.
Okay.
Okay. They dripped the solution into his eye, aiming for his conjunctival sac, which would then, you know where you get conjunctivitis in your eye. It would carry it to your retina. And then he said it was a quick greenish-black blur across my vision, then dissolved into his eye. And then about an hour later, they brought him into a dark field to test his supervision. They said he had enhanced vision out to 50 meters and was able, which is half a football field. That's 50 yards. Well, just about half a football field. Was able to identify distant figures in the dark with 100% accuracy.
Wow.
The test group was only able to successfully identify faraway tegrets at 33% accuracy. So that's triple the amount. They're trying to figure out, now they're trying to figure out the long-term effect it has on the eye. Sorry, Gabriel.
Well, it enhances night vision, right?
Yeah.
But did it have any effect on his just regular...
Doesn't say.
...vision in actual light, or...
Well, presumably it's not. You know, for example, when you want... Because that's phosphorescent. When you look at the ocean at night... And you see the, you know, that it sort of glows. That's phosphorescence. This is chlorophyll.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not the same thing. But apparently, obviously, well, fish don't count primarily on their vision anyway. But a deep sea animal, to be able to have any vision at all, obviously needs to be light enhanced.
Right.
So I don't know. They're saying that it actually worked.
Wow.
The guy that volunteered is the one I'd like to talk. And you're asking perfectly legitimate questions, which is, does it affect your vision during the day? Presumably not. But does it have any long-term effects?
Right.
So who knows?
It's intriguing.
It is. The idea being, well, you know, they're doing all these things now where you can have, surgery. I had the LASIK surgery on my eyes like 15 years ago, which I thought was wonderful because I just had it done on one eye, so I can read a menu and a teleprompter. The only problem is that my, I have essentially biocular vision, so my depth perception, I'm not very good at ping pong, although I was never very good at ping pong, because depth perception, you need to be able to focus your eyes, and I have a dominant eye, obviously, for distance,
mm-hmm.
But I am very popular in restaurants because I'm the only person who can read the menu, but I can. But you can just, so at any rate. But that whole idea of messing with your eye, just before I had it done, I just decided because I have been wearing contacts since I was, I don't know, 16 or something. And so I decided that I just went to my doctor. And the problem is if you wear contacts for a length of time, you get little thingies in your eye. And it's, the eye is basically... is sterile, and so when you put anything, it's foreign protein in your eye. So in the long run, not terrifically good to wear contacts all the time. And I know they have the ones that you can now wear for 24 hours or something. These are the only eyes I'm ever going to have that I know about, so I'm pretty careful about them. But so I went, and I did it just after Christmas or something. So I was home, and I was telling her I'm going to do this. And everybody said, "You're going to go blind. I can't believe you're doing that. Your eyesight is not bad." So what you do is you just stop talking with people about it. And that helps a little bit, but I'm really glad I did it.
Yeah, my mom got LASIK.
Yeah,
about 9-10 years ago now, and she absolutely loves it. Absolutely loves it.
Yeah, I had none of the side effects. The only thing I can't do is I can't donate. I can only donate one of my corneas now, but I figure, you know, by the time I'm donating a cornea, if I get 100 years of good sight out of my eye, that somebody can settle for one of my corneas rather than both. I'm not sure they're going to want even one of them at that point. But I saw the Tribeca Film Festival starts, I guess, next week, and so they're doing a little bit of previewing, which is, I don't think they used to do that. It's a nice thing to happen, because even though you're not allowed to review the movies, they're embargoed, that you're supposed to talk up the fact that this is a good movie. which seems to be a little bit contradictory. But one of the movies I saw is it's called Gored, and it's about the most gored bullfighter in history. All you could think about is, why would you do that? Why would you put yourself in that kind of harm's way? And it's not even a hypothetical notion. He's been gored like 23 times or something. And these are serious, where they have to carry him off the field. And then he goes back. And sometimes he goes back the same day. So I had the same feeling I have when people climb Everest. Why are we doing this?
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of why, we have some questions from listeners.
That is true. Let me get this.
I got you so beguiled that you forgot we were.
We got a question from Gloria, and Gloria wants to know, Dr. Joy, how do you overcome childhood abuse when you also become an abuser?
Read the last sentence for me. How do you overcome childhood abuse so you don't become, or has she become? Get me the verb on that one.
No, she says, how do you overcome childhood abuse when you also became an abuser?
Okay. The answer, you need to be in therapy as quickly as possible, because you're absolutely right that unfortunately what we learn when we're that vulnerable and that young is how to behave. And so especially when it's inappropriate, it's all we know. And so our knee-jerk response. I've told the kind of trivial example of having a sister with whom I did not get along terribly well, and every once in a while we shared a room from the time she was born. She's about a year and a half younger than I am, all the way through when I left for college. And every once in a while we would just find somehow the intimacy across the fact that we just didn't get along very well, and we would be whispering at night. And I can remember my father hollering, stop talking out there, it's time to go to sleep. If I hear one more sound, I'm going to come up there. And I remember even thinking as a very young child, this is a mistake, you should let us do this, that we have a hard time doing it anyway, and let us alone, we're really not doing anything wrong. And I didn't even need to wait till I had kids. I'd started babysitting, and I would hear myself say, if I hear one more word, I'm coming up there. So it's just, it becomes ingrained in you, and the only way, you need to have an awareness, which you do, so thank you for the question, and thank you for the awareness, and now you need to get some professional help about it, to understand where it came from, and most importantly, as you go forward, what your options are and your alternatives, so that you understand the warning signs, that you can get yourself, when you feel that kind of heat coming up in your body, and you feel the anger, and you feel the need to lash out, that you see yourself as having alternatives and exercising those alternatives, which may be as simple as making a phone call or washing cold water on your face or whatever. Find a therapist. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663. Or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mary on the air, Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Oh, hello there. I'm calling you because I have a situation with my sister.
Okay.
I'm 51 and she is 49.
Okay.
Two problems that I think are maybe related, but I'm not really sure, yes, if they are and how they are. Number one is when she gets presents, she gets bad presents. Like, for instance, I live in one end of the country and she lives in the other end of the country. And she sent my son a Christmas present a while back, and I am divorced, and my son's with my ex-husband. He's about 18.
Okay.
And when he was about 16 or 17, she sent him a present, and she said, oh, I'm sending you this present. It's really great. You're going to love it, and really built him up and everything. And he got it, and it was just something that you would get from a dollar store. It was just kind of tacky and everything, and it was kind of a fun thing, but she sent it more at, you know, something from the five and dime.
But what was
she
it?
She sent it... I'm trying to think. It was some kind of an oriental, maybe a music box. It was a music box for Christmas. That's what it was. It gave them the music from Christmas.
Okay.
Thing like that.
Okay.
But it was made of plastic, and it was really kind of gaudy. And, you know, it's okay. I mean, it's not that big a deal, but it was the way she built it up, like it was going to be something really fantastic.
Does your sister have a lot of money?
Yes, she does.
Huh.
And... But when we were growing up, we had money. We were comfortable. But, you know, in our family, we had a relative who also did this kind of stuff. And we would always get upset. Not upset, but we would just say, God, you know, can't she do something better than this?
Oh, Mary, that's not a terrible... Listen, let me just stop you for just a minute. Look, there are people who are really good at gift giving, right? They know exactly what to give you, something that you always wanted that you never even knew you wanted, and they're able to get something that's lovely. And it's not so much the price tag is that it's exactly the right thing. And then there's everybody else who sort of does the best they can. And I think that the best way to approach any gift giving is it's literally the thought that counts. That somebody thought about you and said, I want, they took the time and the effort to go and shop. And the fact that you love it is, I mean, what you should do is love the thought and not worry too much about the gift. Because I think most of us at some point in our life, especially when we're talking about gifts, we'll either buy something for ourselves if it's really important to us, we'll go and buy it ourselves. We want the right color and the right shape and the right design and the right everything. And so anything else is literally just gravy. And for me, it's always been, gee, thank you for thinking of me. I've told the kind of silly story before. At one Christmas when I was about... I think about 12. I got 3 red pocketbooks, and 2 of them were identical. And I could not bring myself to exchange except the one that was identical because I didn't need 2 identical. But nobody needs 2 red handbags to begin with. But I was so touched by the sentiment. And I think a part of it is it sounds like your family structure really sort of tuned into something else, which is that we show love by the price tag of the gift that we've given. And I think that you've been tainted by that, and I would try to encourage you not to hold on to that theory, just because it's kind of counterproductive. It takes the fun, would seem to me, not only out of receiving, but it can take the fun out of giving as well, because the idea is going to be how much money can I spend, how lavish can it look, rather than wouldn't this be fun? And so, you know,
I agree 100%.
And it sounds, hopefully your son sort of, I'm not sure exactly why you'd send a music box to a 17-year-old boy, but that's beside the point. Look, I mean, I get it. And believe it or not, I'm the one in the family who sends terrific gifts, and so I'm always getting either no gift at all or crummy gifts. But I think that you can lose the pleasure of the interaction by focusing on the gift itself as opposed to the fact that somebody thought about you and went and put some thought into it. The thought may have been very mistaken and, you know, sort of the wrong track, but they thought about you. But if you're saying that this is part of a larger issue, that you think your sister may have come a little loose from her moorings, then we need to talk a little bit about that. So tell me what the larger issue is here, kiddo.
Okay. Yes, there are larger issues. I think part of it is related to the fact that maybe, again, with money and that when we were younger, our parents had money and lost it more than once.
Okay.
And now our parents, in fact, have lost their money again. And so my sister is always going back and forth about that. And in fact, so now with other problem that I was mentioning about was with these gifts, she offers to help my parents, and especially my mother. But she will offer the help, and then after a while when she's mad, she takes the gifts back. For a period, she was paying for my mom's health insurance, and she got mad at my mom, and she stopped paying for the health insurance.
Well, isn't your mom old enough for Medicare?
Yes, my mother's old enough for Medicare. So, in fact, my mom just said, look, Ginger, just, look, don't do this kind of stuff, because then I'm worse off after you do it, etc. And they have a real up-and-down relationship. And
Mary, let me
so anyway,
see if you can focus on this for me, because your sister's relationship with your mom isn't really your business anymore.
I totally am aware of this.
Tell me where you want me to
really
focus here. Listen, let's understand. Wait just a second. Money is always psychological, always, all right? So, and I agree with you on that, number one. Number two, I think kids who've been through a situation where, as you say, parents have money, lose money, have money, lose money, has money, lose money, is in some ways probably more unstable than people who never had it. Because if you never had it, you don't have a lifestyle that is adjust to it. So, you know, it's you're okay. But there, and so your sister, on the one hand, wanting to make lavish gestures, but when it really comes down to writing the check, she, you know, her hand shakes and she can't quite, you know, pull the pin on it. It's certainly understandable. On the health insurance issue, other, you know, and other than the fact that your mother's covered, you need to walk away from that unless it's something that, for example, she doesn't pay the phone bill and somebody else needs to know. But presumably your mother is sentient enough to be able to say, Mary, Gigi didn't pay the phone bill. You know, can you help me out under whatever? But her relationship with your mom isn't really your business. And if your mother complains to you about it, what you need to say is, Mom, look, I love you dearly, but, you know, you need to talk with her about it, not with me, because I can't negotiate with her anymore. And Mary, you got to believe, if your mother complains to you about your sister, she also complains to your sister about you. So it's just, you know, tell me what the issue that you'd like me to focus on with you
is. Yes. Okay. So now I'm getting ready to move back closer to home, and my sister has offered to help me very generously. She's got an apartment she wants to let me live in for a very reasonable rate, and that's great. But the string is that my boyfriend is not allowed in the apartment. And I said, well, he'll just come and visit me for, because...
Why would she have that restriction?
Well, she's supposedly very religious. And I said, anyway, she's religious. She goes to church and does this thing and doesn't believe in cohabitation.
Well, look, she's a landlady, and she can say, you know, I will only rent to bald-headed people. I mean, she can't do it on the basis of any of the EEOC's issues.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's her apartment. She can set up any rule she wants. I'd find another apartment. And I would be
That's
very gracious.
That's what I'm going to do,
too. Yeah, I would just say to her, listen, I really appreciate it, and I understand that you are acting within the confines of your beliefs, but and as much as I appreciate it, I need to lead my life as well, and so I appreciate the offer more than you know, but it's going to be a bone of contention, and I don't want to feel at this point in my life I have to sneak a boyfriend into the apartment. So let's go out for dinner. I appreciate the offer, and I'll and I'll make other arrangements. Think about it, if your sister had an apartment and she decided she wanted it to be smoke-free, so she wouldn't rent it to somebody who smoked, and you smoke, or you have a friend who smoked, or your husband smoked, or your boyfriend smoked, or that you had a pet, and she said, look, I'll rent you the apartment, but you got to get rid of the dog. Landlords are entitled to have whatever restrictions within the law that they want. It's their apartment, but you don't have to rent it. And the fact that it's a good deal is great, but it's not a good deal, because it's not consistent with what you want. So make other arrangements.
Yeah, that's what I've decided to do, but, it's so strange, just the way she helps, you know. It's just always,
Mary,
yes, but,
she's
just, yes,
she's
but.
Different.
And, yeah?
She's different than you are. And that's, you know, she's always been different than you are, and that's okay. I mean, look, just because you share parents doesn't mean you share sensibilities. Are there just the two of you in the family?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I'm from a larger family, so I guess I have a larger perspective, which is that there are six of us. I mean, it's hard to believe that we're all from the same family, because we have such different sensibilities, such different behaviors, such different... And some of us get along, some of us don't, and there are sort of triads and duos and alliances within the family. But listen, if your sister was calling me, she'd say, look, I have this sister, and she's really judgmental, and, you know, she has this kind of whacked-out lifestyle, and she does all these immoral things. I would say the same thing to her. I'd say, look, the two of you don't have to share a sensibility. You can be friends if you want to be. You can certainly be, you can have a convivial relationship if you want. But assuming the two of you have to share a worldview is going to get both of you in trouble when it comes to anything, whether it's money or kids or religion or sex or movies or politics or food or how you're going to deal with your parents. That because you have the same parents doesn't mean you're going to have a similarity of anything else. So, except your sister for who she is. It sounds to me that finding another arrangement of a place to live may be a wise thing to do. Or if you really want to take the deal, then figure out if the difference between what you'd pay for your sister's apartment and the other apartment is worth finding a motel when your boyfriend comes to town. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-99-3756-9. All right, we haven't done an email for a while. So how about an email? What do you think?
Well, let's do it. This email is from Mary. And Mary says, Dr. Joy, we are visiting our daughter this week. We're filling in for her regular babysitter caring for our four-month-old granddaughter. Can you please explain your plan to get a baby to sleep longer overnight? I've heard it many times, but could sure use a refresher. Thanks for all you do.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, I assume the baby is bottle-fed, because otherwise you probably wouldn't be filling in for the babysitter. All right, the deal with newborns, and a four-month-old should certainly be sleeping through the night. is that even if you're doing feeding, and there are two ways of dealing with a baby, right, in terms of how you feed them, either as a schedule or on demand. If you're going to do on demand, you still shouldn't feed the baby any more than about every 2.5 or 3 hours, just because if you're breastfeeding, the milk situation won't work out very well, and the baby will not be, their stomach won't be full enough to get them through the next couple of hours. So it doesn't have to be a rigid schedule, but it shouldn't be any more frequently than every about 2.5 or 3 hours. So the idea is, let's assume that you're feeding a baby about every 3.5 hours. So let's make it 3.5. I'll just have to do a little more work in terms of addition. All right, so you feed the baby at noon, so you feed the baby at 3:30, so you feed the baby at 7. Instead of waiting till 10:30 for the last feeding, you feed the baby at 7. Then you have to heat the baby up. And so you and I assume your husband will play with the baby. And baby may get a little cranky because baby's used to having some milk and then, you know, being burped and laying down, going to sleep again. What else is the baby going to do? But you're going to keep that baby awake between, and you can shift a little bit later because 7 o'clock is a little bit early. But not terribly early. So let's leave it at 7 temporarily to keep the baby awake. And instead of waiting 3.5 hours, you wait 3 hours. So about 10. Now, the baby's going to be seriously cranky by then because baby's used to sleeping in that interval. But you're going to keep that baby awake. So the baby is wide awake, cranky, and hungry. And then you feed the baby at 10, and everybody goes to bed. Don't watch television. Don't vacuum. Don't put the dishes in the dishwasher. Just everybody goes to bed. And that baby should put on, by 10 o'clock, should sleep till probably at least 5 or 6 in the morning. And you say, well, 5 or 6 in the morning is pretty early. So then shift thing, instead of feeding at 7, then you feed the baby the next to the last feeding is at about 8:30, and then you just wait 2.5 hours, and then everybody goes to bed. So that way the baby, because the baby will put in about the same amount of time, about 6 to 7 to 8 hours. 8 hours is pushing it, but by 4 months old, baby should probably be old enough to put on 8 hours, but certainly 6. So if you want the baby to sleep till 6 o'clock in the morning as opposed to 4 o'clock in the morning, then make the last feeding at midnight. But the one before that was at 9:30. And everybody goes to bed. Okay? And because basically it's just, there's nothing magic about it. It's just that I'm convinced in the hospital, even though babies and moms who are healthy stay in the hospital a shorter and shorter period of time these days, which is not a bad thing, that the night nurses have not much to do, so they play with the babies at night. So babies get, I mean, there's no inherent circadian rhythm with a baby, right? They're just little creatures that are basically blank slates, and so you're going to impose your system on the baby. I mean, they know when they're hungry, and they know when they're cranky, but they don't know a whole lot more than that. So if the schedule is not convenient for you, then you just sort of gently, basically, reboot the baby by having scheduled feedings that are at certain intervals. The baby gets used to that, and then piggyback the last two feedings that are a little bit closer together with a slightly shorter interval. You can't do it any closer than about 2.5 hours, because the baby just won't be empty enough. The last feeding won't have been digested enough. And you don't want to make it the same 3 hours, because then the baby will wake up in 3 hours. So you basically want to have those last two feedings in the evening close enough together so the baby gets kind of a shove into sleephood. They're both tired and hungry, so they'll nurse a little bit more, they'll drink a little bit more, and they're a little more tired, so they'll sleep a little longer. And it works on everybody. I mean, I'm known as St. Joy of the maternity ward, because you just have to sort of be resolute to it. And a baby is not going to be happy being kept up, particularly because she or he is used to going to sleep for that right after their feed. But if you do that, then they'll stay on the every 3, 3.5 schedule, and you're going to be up every 3.5 hours. So it really does work. All righty? It, you're not doing any harm to the baby, and the baby's getting socialized a little bit. You just have to make sure the baby... So you may have to jiggle the baby a little bit. When I say jiggle, I mean, you know, you bounce the baby a little bit. We don't shake babies ever. But we talk to babies, and we walk them around, and we keep them awake, and we talk with them, and we read them stories, and we just don't let them sleep. Because if they sleep, then you're going to be right back on the same schedule, and waking them up is going to be difficult. So you want them to be hungry and tired, right? Just like all the rest of us are hungry and tired. It works with really well with Manny as well. I just, you know, bounce him around for a while and he's fine. Okay, I'm exaggerating there a little bit. See, Manny, you're going to be all prepared for all these things because, you know, all my producers will send me an email because I've had almost exclusively male producers, except I think... I've had two female producers, I think, in my whole career. And it was not intentional one way or the other. It just, there are probably more men in broadcasting than there are women. So I don't know exactly why it worked out that way, but it does. And so I'll get an email from them saying, we just had our first baby and we're doing the Brown method and baby is sleeping through the night every other night and she's a week old. And so I'm thinking, oh, this is good.
Well, it'll be a while before you get that email from me.
Well, yeah, I'm not trying to rush you. Not rushing you at all. And they know how to be better husbands and they know how not to say, these jeans make my butt look big. The answer is never yes. Trust me, the answer to that question is never yes.
Well, I got a little pressure from my mom because my sister has two boys, a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old, and she's done. My sister's like, I'm done having kids. I'm not having any more. And so my mom wants granddaughters really bad. And so, of course, naturally, with my sister being done having kids, of course, she's going to look to me and say, when are you going to give me some granddaughters?
Well, you can rent them. You can rent them for the weekend. I guarantee you, there some of your friends who would be delighted to loan you a 6-year-old for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. But it's always funny. She's always kind of ripping.
Well, at least she's got the other two.
Yeah, yeah. That's, yeah.
So there's it could be worse, Manny. It could be worse.
Very
there you go.
Very true.
All righty. 855-993-7569. For those of you who are anxiously awaiting Hunting Ground, we're most likely going to do it this weekend, this Friday coming up. Okay? 855-993-7569. It seems appropriate on spring break anyway. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with
with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.